these processes for
him. Ready.
Tell us if you don't have it.
Ready, Lance?
Ready.
Okay. Okay, everyone. We're going to go ahead and reconvene. It's Surrey County Board of County Commissioners meeting. Since we're in the essence of time here, Commissioner McGuffey needs to leave pretty soon. We're going to go ahead and move up to item number 26, and then, Tara, we'll come back to 25 next, okay? And this is discussion and possible action. Grant and conveyance to TRI General Improvement District a perpetual right and easement to construct, operate, add, modify, maintain, and repair above ground and or underground water well facilities consisting of pipes, wells, pump stations, valves, treatment facilities, other structures, wires, cables, conduit, manholes, vaults, service boxes, cabinets, and other equipment, fixtures, apparatus, and improvements, and to access the easement area for the construction, repair, and maintenance of allowed uses upon, over, under, and through the right-of-way property owned by Story County and located approximately at the northeasterly right-of-way of Peru Drive and the northeasterly right-of-way of West Sydney Drive, McCarran, in the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Story County, Nevada.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, I don't believe it's necessary, but in an abundance of caution, I'm going to recuse myself from discussions or voting on this issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Newman. Mr. Osborne?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne, Story County Planning, for the record. The applicant is requesting, very simply here, to within an easement, or not an easement, within a right-of-way of Story County, not in the road, but within the right-of-way that is on both sides, or in this case, one side of the road, to install a well. And the well, of course, will serve companies adjacent to the area at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. In addition to the well, of course, there would be a pump house and a fence and other appurtenances related to the well. It is a pretty standard and simple use out there. There's a lot of wells and a lot of different uses like this. That's pretty much it. So I'm happy to answer any questions. Kirk Swanson from Far West is also present in the audience in orange in the back there for any technicalities that may come up.
Will there be a water storage tank?
At this site. What happens at Tri is there's wells throughout, and then there are storage tanks in the industrial park ranging from 900,000 to 1.8 million gallons. Those are located far away from this, and the water is pumped to those, and then it's gravity fed into the users throughout the park.
It just needs more access.
Yeah.
All right. Any public comment regarding this item? Hearing none, if I can go ahead and get a motion for approval, Mr. McGuffey.
Commissioner McGuffey, motion to approve the grant and conveyance to TRI General Improvement District, a perpetual right and easement to construct, operate, add, modify, maintain, and repair above ground and or underground water well facilities consisting of pipes, wells, pump stations, valves, treatment facilities, and other structures, wires, cables, conduit, manholes, vaults, service boxes, cabinets, and other equipment, fixtures, apparatus, and improvements, and to access the easement area for construction, repair, and maintenance of allowed use upon, over, under, and through right-of-way property owned by Story County and located approximately at the northeasterly right-of-way of Peru Drive and northeasterly right-of-way of West Sydney Drive, McCarran, Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Story County, Nevada.
Second your motion.
We like our motions to be thorough.
We're moving to second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Quick little note that Commissioner Gilman went ahead and recused himself and abstained from voting. All righty. You going to stick around? Or you going to leave?
I'll stick around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to back up now to item number 25, discussion of possible action. This is SUP 2017-017 by Kyra Fuller. Special use permit to operate historical reenactment of blacksmithing activities located at 109 South C Street, Virginia City, Story County, Nevada. Assessor's parcel number 001-074-03. The historical reenactment will include the use of small coal-fired forge dressing and historical clothing, installation of a picket fence for the barrier between the public and the blacksmith activities, an open-sided structure for shade or cover, and the sale of metalworks.
All right, this is for the blacksmithing activity. It's on C Street, right next to the gunfighter area, if you recall where that is. Currently, she is operating with a temporary or special use or special permit with the Tourism Commission. She's operated the last couple of weekends. And the fire department and people have had a chance to go by. And so there's also some pictures of her actually doing that in your staff report. At the Planning Commission meeting, there was a lot of questions about how she operates and how she's doing that, but there wasn't any opposition to what her proposal was. They did have, the Planning Commission did ask for an amendment to Condition 4F, which had to do with the insurance and wanting the county to be added into her insurance as an additional insured. I've added that in the addendum item 25, it's on here, added that as a condition. She has actually gone ahead and been able to do that, was able to do that on Friday. Staff is recommending approval, not necessarily with that condition. If that's something you want to entertain, the applicant had no problem doing it. It's just setting a precedent for a lot of other projects that might come up if we're adding the county into the insurance. We also have a condition to be added about having not operating during red flag or very windy days. The applicants agreed to a condition of that also.
If I may, for just a minute, I think we had some discussion today, too, about trying to be more precise in our definition of windy days. And I'm kind of looking at Austin, who participated in those conversations with me. But I believe we specifically said sustained wind in excess of 10 miles an hour and available as predicted and available on the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration side. Is that correct?
With the fire district's recommendation, actually, is to simplify it even more and just put no operation of the forge during red flag warning days. So a red flag warning is triggered by the wind and other conditions, not necessarily just by wind. So if it happened to be 15-mile-an-hour wind and there was 6 inches of snow on the ground in the middle of winter, the applicant could still operate. So the fire district is comfortable with that, and the fire district will also be doing periodic reviews and making sure the whole premises there is being kept safe and right.
So then simply if there's a red flag, there's no operation.
Yeah, and that really eliminates a lot of that language. How do you measure a gust versus, you know, whatever?
And then if I may, Mr. Chairman, there was another concern specifically to the fact that individuals on our staff are said to have seen the operation without the applicant present, maybe to go get a cup of coffee or whatever. And there is a specific requirement in here that says a qualified person must remain physically on site at any time there is an active fire. Is that clear?
That is what I heard from staff, and I want to point that the applicant is present, so when you would like to ask the applicant questions, perhaps that's one that should be asked.
And lastly, if I may, I'm sure Mr. Dotson will testify to this. I actually saw it in operation. It is way cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, to see that being done, he's getting all kinds of positive feedback, and it's what's sorely missing in this town.
So we've seen the thing myself, too. It's very authentic and very consistent with what we're trying to bring up here.
Do we have any questions? Kathy?
So, you know, let's say I'm forging stuff and I got flames and cinders flying around a little bit. What's going to tell me that it's a code red flag day or, how will she know that it's time to turn it off?
Probably two ways. I'm not going to speak really on behalf of the fire district, but I can relay what the fire chief did relay to me. There's flags on top of the fire station on C Street. They go up, a red flag. That means it's red flag warning day. That would be one indicator. We could condition in there that during any windy day that the applicant calls the fire district front office and asks us, do they have a red flag warning day? And if it is, of course, that the applicant would then shut the forge down and be able to operate everything else. The applicant would be responsible for doing that. So if we see the applicant running the forge during a red flag event, it's going to be borne on the applicant that she should have called the fire district and said, it's a little breezy today, I'm going to call and check out.
I would suggest just checking the flag and/or, and we can check and inform the applicant. I worry about calling the front office. Front office isn't necessarily staffed on Saturdays and Sundays when I think a lot of this operation will go. You know, so maybe we can have it just check the flag at the fire district. They usually know well in advance they're issuing red flags. I mean, it's not something like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, oh, we got to issue it. They usually know that morning and say, we'll have a red flag warning from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. tonight. So
that sounds acceptable.
Yeah. Can you see the flag from that end of town?
You could walk down there and look. It's not very
far. Before you fire up.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the applicant can speak to this when she does, but when there is big wind and wind gusts, there's a fire safety hazard to herself also, so she's not going to want to. Self-preservation mode would also come into play.
Okay, any questions? Any public comment regarding this?
The applicant would like to speak.
Yeah. Come on up, Tyler.
Hello, I'm Tyra. As you know, Valkyrie Metalworks. One thing with a coal forge, if you've worked with coal, if you stop working it for even 5 minutes, it goes out. So when I've left, it's because it's gone out. Sometimes the wind blows up through the blower, and sometimes it looks like it's smoke, but it's not. It's just the ash, but the ash is not lit. Coal does not spark like charcoal does. So the only time you get heat is actually when you're working it. It's really hard to actually light, too. As for wind, the wind that we had on Sunday, I didn't light the forge because, one, the wind blows directly towards me, and I'm wearing wool, which does not go up in flames, and I'm wearing leather as well. But my arms, so you know, those get a little toasty. So that's why I made the call, and I actually put a little chalkboard up saying that not lighting because of wind. So.
Did you also make sure you have a dome to put over that as
yes,
well?
Yes, I do.
So, if you needed to go get something to drink or,
right.
or anything else.
And I generally do unless I've, like, cleaned out the forge because then there's nothing in that. You have to clean it out periodically and restart everything. Then it takes about sometimes up to half an hour to an hour to get it to light again. So, and I'm not... the whole pan of my forge, I'm not using that. I've actually put a brake rotary in. So the fire pot is about this big. Flames might get about that big, kind of about that big. But it's not sparks, it's just flame. You don't get ash like you do with wood or anything like that. You're basically burning a rock.
Okay, thank you. Good question.
This is a question for you. It should be an easy question. The charcoal versus the coal is a little bit new conversation you brought to our attention. Would it be okay with you if we conditioned it that you just use coal and not charcoal?
I don't use...
You gave me some stories about someone else who used charcoal.
I use charcoal. The Renaissance Fair in Southern California required us to use charcoal. And we had our forge was about the size of this podium. The fire was probably about like this, but the flames, because of the charcoal, were up here like this, and ash and spark and everything, and I actually have gotten third-degree burns from it. I've got them on my face, and, well, charcoal tended to go down my bodice that I was wearing. So it's not safe. I will not use it. The only thing I use charcoal for is maybe a little piece of briquette like that to start the fire. and that burns up really quick, and it's only to fight the fire. And if I get my forge going, I pull it out of there, in fact, and dunk it in my water tank. I also have four means of suppressing the fire. A fire extinguisher, I have the dome, I have sand, and I have buckets of water. So, and I tend to, before I blacksmith, the sand around me, which is not going to burn, get it wet a little bit too. I also have a bucket underneath to get the spent coal out of the trap. But none of that in that is ever lit. So.
Okay, great. Any other public comment? Chris was going to ask a question, but he left. So, all right, thank you, Tyler.
Mm-hmm. I should point out this special use permit also is non-transferable, so this is only for her.
Right. Okay. Well, no objections. I'll have her read the findings of fact for approval.
No objection.
This approval is for a special use permit to operate a historical reenactment of blacksmithing activities located at 109 South C Street, Virginia City, Story County, Nevada, Assessor's Parcel Number, APN 001-07403. The historical reenactment will include the use of a small coal-fired forge, dressing in historical clothing, the installation of a picket fence for a barrier between the public and blacksmith activities, an open-sided structure for shade cover, and the sale of metalworks. The subject property is located within a commercial area along C Street in Virginia City, Story County, Nevada. The zoning is commercial residential, and the primary use on the property is commercial, with the proposed use as an outdoor venue. The special use permit conforms to the 2016 Story County Master Plan for the Virginia City planning area in which the subject property is located. A discussion supporting this finding is provided in Section 2.C of the staff report, and the contents thereof are cited in an approval of this special use permit. Granting of the special use permit will not, under the circumstances of the particular case, adversely affect to a material degree the health or safety of persons residing in the neighborhood of the subject property. The project is expected to meet the safety and health requirements for the subject area. The use will also be subject to building and fire plan review in order to ensure compliance with federal, state, and other codes. The special use permit will not impose substantial adverse impacts or safety hazards on the abutting properties or the surrounding area, and it will comply with all federal, state, and county requirements. The conditions under the special use permit do not conflict with the minimum requirements in Story County Code Sections 17.03.150 Special Use Permit and Section 17.30 CR Commercial Residential Zone. Granting of the special use permit will not, under the circumstances of the particular case, adversely affect to a material degree the health and safety of persons residing or working in the neighborhood or area of the subject property, and will not be materially detrimental to the public welfare or materially injurious to the property improvements in the neighborhood or area of the subject property. The proposed use will conform to all requirements of the Story County Fire Protection District as a condition of the special use permit.
Thank you, Kathy. I talked to staff about this, and this amendment of condition 4F, indemnification insurance, naming Story County additional insured. Staff doesn't seem to know if we've ever done the stipulation in the past of making someone with a special use permit go ahead and name the county additionally insured.
I think it's an unusual precedent to set at this point, in my opinion.
I do as well. So I'd like to see us remove that.
I agree.
Because
and I would just weigh in. I think the reason why that may be in there is that is a standard term and condition under VCTC special use permitting, because not special use, but special event permitting, because we are, anytime we're granting a short limited period operation as opposed to this, we would want that in there. But in
okay.
This case, I would totally agree that it's not needed and probably not consistent.
And we do agree with that as well, and staff's original recommendation was not to have it. It was added by the Planning Commission. Thank you.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
The added condition about the red flag.
Added condition that no operating occurs under fire district issued red flag warning.
Okay. I got it.
All right. So, Mr. Gillen, if I can get a motion for the recommended motion for the approval.
Are we going to strike the language regarding, or have we struck the language regarding the insurance?
Staff's recommendation is not to strike the condition as it was originally regarding insurance, just to remove the Planning Commission's addition of holding Story County also listed.
And we have accomplished that.
That's correct.
That is okay. Very good.
So on that addendum, just the blue typeface was the added Planning Commission.
I think I've got it here.
Under item under Marshall. Number 7, I think.
Under 7A.
Yeah.
Yep. You ready?
Yep.
In accordance with the recommendation by staff and the Planning Commission, the findings of fact under Section 3.A of this report and other findings deemed appropriate by the Board of County Commissioners and in compliance with the conditions of approval, I, Lance Gilman, County Commissioner, approve Special Use Permit 2017-017 to operate a historical reenactment of blacksmithing activities located at 109 South C Street, Virginia City, Story County, Nevada, Assessor Parcel Number APN001074-03. The historical reenactment will include the use of a small coal-fired forge, dressing in historical clothing, the installation of a picket fence for a barrier between the public and blacksmith activities, and open-sided structure for shade cover and the sale of metalworks. With the added condition that no operating shall occur under fire district issued red flag warnings.
Terrific. You have a motion, and I'll second your motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Terrific. All right. You're good to go now. All right. Congratulations and good luck to you. I think your operation is a nice fit in Virginia City, and it brings a little bit more color to originality up here. So.
I've had a lot of tourists actually thank me for doing it, and I've got a lot of people saying that I know from other areas saying that they want to come here to Virginia City because I'm here.
Okay. If you're going to talk anymore, you're going to have to come back up to the podium so that we get you on record.
Thank you,
Tyra. Good luck. Moving on now to item number 27. This is Licensing Board second readings.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Gilman, Community Development is recommending that you continue. I am Double E Synchreon Technology America, and to be continued.
Continue. Which one's Pat? Say again.
Item Double E Synchreon Technology America, Inc.
Double D, isn't it?
Double E, like Edward. Edward.
Edward. Okay.
Is there any public comment regarding the second readings? Hearing none, if I get a motion to continue Double E.
I'll make the motion to continue Double E.
I'll second your motion. Move to second to continue Double E. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And Community Development is recommending approval of items A through Double D, as in David, all to be approved. Those are specifically All Things Electric, Tough Wrap Installations, Inc., Supreme Concrete, LLC, South Atlantic Controls, Inc., Rockwell Automation, ProBeam USA, Inc., Haas Consulting, LLC, Rosenberger HFT, GmbH and Company, KG, LJS Solutions, CC Cleaning Service, LLC, Memory Lane Jewelry, Paletti USA LLC, Bayside Interiors Inc., Japan Systems Company Limited, Hero Company Limited, Promtech Industrial Montage GmbH, Go Green Construction Inc., TK Systems Inc., BBS Automation, Pinag SDN period BHD, Stereocycle Environmental Solutions, Inc., Centimark Corporation, Bridge Crane Specialist, LLC, Plan B Consultancy, Inc., Automation, Inc., LLC, Eaton Corporation, Amador State Lines, Inc., ATS Assembly and Test, Inc., Kaizen Corporation, May Rigging and Crating, LLC, and Innovative Management Solutions, Inc., all to be approved.
Great. Any public comment regarding those? None. And motion to go ahead and approve items A through double D.
I so move to approve.
I'll second your motion. It's been moved and seconded to approve items A through double D for second readings. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along now to item number 28, public comment. Mr. Toll.
Appreciate your time. Sam Toll, Gold Hill. Been here about 4 hours, and the anesthetic qualities of the meeting are, I think, fully engaged in all of us. We're about ready for lunch. I've been to a couple of hundred county commission meetings, and at every one of those, the public comment section is at the beginning of the meeting and not the end. I have heard from single mothers who had to request time off from work to come and speak their mind in front of the county in California, in my case, supervisors. And by placing your public comment at the end of the meeting, there's no way to gauge when that opportunity is going to be. If someone has to sneak out, take a phone call, whatever, it sends a message to the public that their sentiment, their comments are less important than the rest of the process. And I think that it would be in the best interest of the public at large to move them to where most meetings have them, which is at the beginning. I do know that that there have been folks who've taken advantage of and abused the amount of time that it takes, and it adds to the meeting. But I think that public comment is critical to you guys being able to do your jobs appropriately and hearing what the folks have to say. So I know everybody's ready to go. I'll cut it short. I'd appreciate your consideration.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Any other public comment?
I do.
Okay.
Just real briefly, while we were in meeting, Hugh and I both got an email from our analyst, Tom Gransberry, and I'd like to report that for the first 9 months of the year that Tom's tracking, that would probably be July through whenever the last tax payment was received, our SCCRTs were a positive gain over the guaranteed share of $171,500 in excess. So hopefully that means Mr. Gallagher and I can work for yet one more quarter.
Okay. So pay to go off fair share.
Mr. Timmer, are we going to go back to six?
Back to skip six?
The Veterans of Foreign Wars?
They were another show.
You never showed up. Yeah, Sergeant Major. So maybe you got delayed or you could have forgotten. So. That being said, meeting's adjourned.